Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Faraz Ahmad from Orient Capital, Investor Relations Partner. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and welcome to the Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Puneet Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Deepak Beriwala, CFO. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Puneet Makharia for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Faraz. Good evening, friends. Welcome to Q4 and FY22 earnings calls of our company, Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Today on call, I am joined with Mr. Deepak Beriwala, our CFO, and Mr. Nitish Pangle, our company secretary and compliance officer, and our investor relations partner, Orient Capital. I hope all of you have got an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our company's website. Friends, I will take you through the financial and operational performance of our company for Q4 and FY22. Our total sales volume for the year witnessed a growth of 21% for FY22 versus FY21, and the PAT saw a growth of 94.6% for the period ending FY22 to rupees 55.6 crores in comparison to the same period in corresponding last year. For Q4 FY22, our PAT grew at 34.5% over the corresponding quarters last year. We continue to monitor our real-time situation and are flexible to adjust our response in light of our further inflationary pressures. Despite extraordinary hurdles faced by the raw materials and the utility price escalation, we as well as our supply chain distribution, we have weathered all the storms by remaining nimble and tightening our focus in order to build a high-quality company and unrivaled execution capabilities. The focus has been to ensure sustained and consistent volume deliveries to the customers, amidst the global uncertainties which loomed in the previous quarters. Friends, despite the challenging global environment, the company remains poised to witness further uptick in volume and are optimistic of volume and realization growth for the coming year with better capacity utilization and its higher efficiencies. On a consolidated basis, overall chemical segment saw a revenue growth of 48% of FY22 versus FY21. For our fertilizer business, the overall revenue grew by 82%. The boost in revenue is because of the enhanced revenue from our subsidiary, Madhya Bharat Phosphates Private Limited, as well as Kisan Phosphates Private Limited. For FY22, Kisan Phosphates reported a revenue increase of 78.9% to 125.20 crores, which comparison revenue from fertilizers and animal health and nutrition feed. Similarly, Madhya Bharat Phosphates Private Limited reported a 224% increase in the revenue to 101 crores in FY22. We look forward to the great momentum in our overall business in quarters to come. Since we have enough capacity and are constantly increasing it, as well as the fact that we are present across India, with Kisan Phosphates catering to North India and Eastern Territories, Madhya Bharat is catering to Central and Western India, as well as Shri Pushkar, the holding company, is catering to the West and the South India. Because of our pan-India distribution and presence in our products, we are certain that our volumes will rise significantly in near future. Friends, now Now, let me update you on the ongoing CapEx of our company. Unit 5 CapEx of 114 crores approximately has been completed. The trial runs with respect to the SS plant has been commissioned successfully, and the trial production has been started on 27th of March 2022. This shall further grow our dye intermediate volume and dye intermediate volume. With respect to the sulfur chemistry plant, the trial production is expected to commence within next 2 months. The dye intermediate plant CapEx is ready to start the commercial production pending approval from the explosive department Nagpur, which is currently in the advanced stages of approval and is expected to receive approval at any moment. As soon as we receive its approval from the explosive department, the plant will begin its commercial production with immediate effect. The total CapEx plan is around 165 to 170 crores, which is totally funded through the internal accrual, out of which 114 crores is incurred on Unit 5, 28 crores is incurred on the acquisition of Madhya Bharat, 21 crores is incurred on the solar project, and 5 crores is incurred on the revamp of our Unit 1. Finally, we are one of the few market players with both forward and backward integration capabilities. Our company has 8 locations across India, plus one more which is of a solar, and total is 9 locations, and it's progressively are highly regulated, and we are proud to tell you that we are a still zero waste company organization. With this, friends, I would like to hand over this call to Mr. Deepak Beriwala, who is our CFO and who will take you through the financial and operational highlights of Q4 FY22. Over to you, Deepak.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone. Our total volume for Q4 FY22 grew by 14% and FY22 grew by 21%. On FY22 basis, volume in chemicals grew by 24% to 27,547 metric tons. Fertilizers volume for FY22 grew by 21% to 222,097 metric tons. For Q4 FY22, total volume for fertilizer segment stood at 65,976 metric tons, a growth of 11% year-on-year versus Q4 FY21. On revenue front, our revenue for Q4 FY22 stood at Rs. 192 crores as compared to Rs. 140 crore in Q4 FY21, a growth of 69% on year-on-year basis. For FY22, our revenue growth stood at 65% from Rs. 584 crores in FY22, Rs. 354 crores in FY22. Our consolidated EBITDA for the quarter stood at Rs. 19.3 crores for Q4 FY22 as compared to Rs. 14.1 crores in Q4 FY21, a growth of 37% on a year-on-year basis. PAT for Q4 FY22 was at Rs. 14 crore versus Rs. 10 crore for Q4 FY21, a growth of 35% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin for Q4 FY22 stood at 10% and PAT margin for Q4 FY22 stood at 7.3%. EBITDA for the FY22 stood at Rs. 80 crore as compared to Rs. 43 crore in FY21, a growth of 84%. EBITDA margin for FY22 stood at 13.6%. PAT for FY22 stood at Rs. 55.60 crore as compared to Rs. 29 crore in FY21, a growth of 95% on a year-on-year basis. With this, we can now open the floor for discussion. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And first of all, sir, congratulations on a very successful FY22. Sir, my first question would be around fertilizer division. So, given that we are now standing at 5,90,000 tons, I would directionally try to understand what kind of volume that we can do this year. Last year, we did 222,000 at a utilization of 52%. So given that now Madhya Bharat must have also stabilized, what kind of volume growth can we expect in the fertilizer division?
See, with the total volume of SSP itself is around 525,000 tons annually, Shubham. And out of these quantities, still we are yet to start our Diwanganj plant, which we have not initiated up till now, which itself has a capacity of 132,000 tons. And plus additionally, our Kisan Phosphate, which was at 1 lakh ton till the last year, now it has been made to 132,000 tons. So this 32,000 tons additional of Kisan Phosphate and 132,000 Madhya Bharat Phosphate Diwanganj. So in totality, out of 525,000 tons, if you reduce this 32 as well as 132, then the remaining is around 360,000 tons or so approximately of our SSP business. Out of this, we are hopeful that at least in this financial year, we would be achieving around 80%-85% capacity, plus additional what we achieve of Diwanganj as well as this Kisan Phosphate. In totality, I personally believe that somewhere close to 0.75 lakhs to 4 lakh tons of the quantity of SSP we will be achieving in this financial year. Apart from that, the overall supply position in the market for the other products like DAP and other things are in support to our existing products of SSP. And we believe that around 3.75 lakh to 4 lakh tons of the quantity we should be achieving in this financial year.
Oh, that's great to hear, sir. And sir, any timeline with respect to Diwanganj and this KP expansion of 32,000 that you would like to share?
Of Kisan Phosphate you're talking about?
Yeah, 32,000 in Kisan Phosphate and Diwanganj 132,000. When can we expect this to start?
As far as the CapEx of Kisan Phosphate is concerned of 32,000, that has been completed. And just 3 days back, we had our PDIL inspection. PDIL is an agency who does an inspection on the behalf of the Department of Fertilizer, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers. And they give the report to the ministry, and on the basis of the ministry report and the approval from the ministry, we can start producing that additional quantity. But as far as the plant side is concerned, it is done from our side, and we are just awaiting their approval for which the inspection was done just 3 days back. And as far as the Madhya Bharat is concerned, Shubham, Madhya Bharat Diwanganj plant, we suddenly came to know that in 2016, prior to our acquisition, there was a closure from Central Pollution Control Board. And that process we have already initiated, and I hope that in next 10-15 days, that closure should be lifted by CPCB. Once that is lifted, then immediately we'll be starting the plant. We are trying our level best to capture this kharif season as early as possible. As far as the technicality of the plant is concerned, it is completely ready to start with, except the CPCB closure order which is to be lifted. And we are taking the support of our NCLT order also, which clearly states that all the earlier permission has to be restored and granted back. But all because of the process period, it is taking a bit of the time. We are quite hopeful that immediately we receive permission and approval from PDIL in Kisan and CPCB lifting of this revoking of the closure order, we should be immediately able to start the plant.
Great, sir. That's very encouraging. And sir, secondly, what would be the current realization per ton of SSP and the subsidy amount also per ton? Can you share with us?
Subsidy remains same as it is. It was done on 20th May 2021, and the government has not increased any subsidy on the SSP, Shubham. Right. On the above basis, they have given some subsidies on the soluble NPKs and DAP. So as far as SSP is concerned, the subsidy has not been increased. So it is the same as it was in the earlier notification. But we have increased the MRP also. We have increased our sales price also. Now, in totality, it's around 16 rupees a kg, including subsidy amount.
Sir, but given that subsidy has not been increased, will this not hurt the demand of SSP compared to other fertilizers?
I don't feel up till now, Shubham, because since the season has just initiated, we are on the just beginning of the season of kharif, In my personal opinion, I don't see that there should be any impact into the demand. Though the subsidy has not been increased, but because of the availability of other fertilizers, we should be getting good volumes of SSP.
Okay. And is there any issue with regards to availability of raw material for our SSP division?
See, as far as the availability is concerned, the price is a bit fluctuation. And our company is having a sufficient stock of raw materials till the sale of its August 2022. And yes, prices are bit on a higher side.
Okay. So will we be able to meet our increase in realization with respect to increase in RM for the coming quarters?
Yeah. Since whatever the raw materials we are holding, those are the earlier imports. Somewhere in February or January, we have covered ourselves till August, Shubham. So we are still covered for further 3 to 4 months. This 3 months of further season going to be there. So the balance quantity requirement, we are in a negotiation with the suppliers. We believe that there should be some correction in the pricing.
Okay. So one more last question before I come back in the queue. So, sir, there was a recent announcement by one of our competitors in dye division. So basically, they closed their HFC plant because they said the RM price has increased significantly and they are unable to pass it on. So, what's the current situation with regards to our plant, if you can, detail around the same issue?
What you say is 100% correct, Shubham. As of now, the pricing of specifically into the HFC is very adverse. Right, because of the extreme sharp increase into the raw material prices and specifically into the energy cost, producing of the HFC has become non-viable. That is correct. Most of the competitors have closed down the plant, Shubham. We have slowed down the production activities in relation to the HFC plant. And as of now, we are not interested in selling HFA to the open market. Rather, we are using that HFA in our dyes production, wherein we are able to capture more of the customers and more of the volumes of dye stuff. I believe that in coming a month or so, or maybe less than a month also, this prices should be stabilized.
Okay. And lastly, one data point. So, because of this solar plant, how much cost saving are we expecting per unit?
For unit 1, we have already, getting credits in our electricity bill as far as regard to the solar plant is concerned. And for unit 5, I think we should be getting the credits from next month because there is an electricity meter which has been recently installed. And once that is verified by the department, then we should be getting the credit of those units also, the unit 5 bill. Because this solar has been put up mainly for two units, unit 1 and unit 5, in which unit 1 we have already started getting the credit. In sum up together, the payback of our solar should be around almost around 3.5 years or so. We are generating around how much power? 3 lakhs. We are generating around 360,000 units per month from the solar for our each unit.
Okay. So almost 3 to 4 crores we can add every year to our EBITDA.
Pardon?
Almost 3 to 4 crores we can add to our EBITDA.
Only annually?
Yeah.
No, it should be around 5 to 6 crores annually.
5 to 6 crores, okay. That's it. Okay, sir, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Forum Makim from Equity Capital. Kindly proceed.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, I had a few questions. Firstly, related to the chemical business. So, in FY19, we did a revenue of around 400 crores for the chemical business with volumes of around 20,000 metric tons. Am I right?
Yeah. Maybe more than that. Yeah, but you continue with your question.
And sir, this year we've done revenues of around 260 crores with volumes of 27,000 tons. So, what am I missing here?
Are you talking these figures on a standalone basis or on the control basis?
Control basis.
You're talking on a...
I'm only talking about the chemical business.
As you mentioned before also, this 400 crores figure of 2019, if you remember also, this is a figure of almost, 3 years before. Thereafter, we had closed down one of our plants, which was totally revamped, which I mentioned in my first, this introduction speech also, that entire unit was sent into the revamp. And then thereafter in 2020, the total volume of the company went down from 450 crores to close to 350 crores. So there was a downfall of around 100 crore rupees. That is mainly due to that one plant we had switched off. And at that time we had not much of the chemical business. Now slowly and gradually it is coming back to the normal. Therefore in this particular financial year we have done 267 crores of the chemical business. And the fertilizer business total is 316 crores.
No, sir, but on higher volumes, my revenue is the same. So that means there's a significant drop in realization.
I think that 400 crores figure, what you are saying, this includes our total business of our this includes our total business of fertilizer and chemical, not only the chemical.
No, sir. In your presentation, you've given dyes and dyes stuff revenue. So the total is around 335 crores.
But she says 400 crores. You say the total chemical business is 335 crores or 400 crores?
So I think 400 is including acids and everything.
Yeah, that's what I also said.
Yeah.
But you know, that includes our fertilizer business also. 335 crores includes our fertilizer business also of Shri Pushkar Chemicals. Anyway, what we will do is that we will just dig out the exact data, what has been highlighted by you, and we will come back to you on this point.
Sure, sir. And sir, our capacity...
I wrote that 335 crores?
Yes, 335 crores. Chemical business.
Okay. So, it was in 2019, the chemical business was 335 crores. Now, it is...
267.
So her question is that why it has dipped?
Because of unit 1
revamp.
No, okay. Sir, but that means there's a drop in my realization, right? Because my volumes have increased.
What were the volumes in 2019? Do we have right now? Ma'am, we'll get back to you with the proper numbers and what was the volume and price realization at that point of a time. If I am not wrong, at that in 2019, the intermediate pricing was quite high. And thereafter, there has been a dip. But don't worry, we will come back to you with the proper details and exact reasoning for your question.
Sure, sir. Also, sir, our chemical capacity is of 14,000 metric tons, right? Almost 14,000. But our volumes are 27,000 tons. So, are we, doing some trading also?
No. We don't have a trading business.
So how can our volumes be higher than our capacity?
See. Our total capacity of the chemical, including the acid business, is much higher than that. And the sales quantities, what you see, of 27,547, this includes the total chemical volume. And the quantity of 9,000 tons, what you are talking, is only for the dye intermediate, madam. You please refer page number 14 of our PPT. This clearly, written is that this excludes our acid capacity.
And it includes
acid
capacity.
There is a hashtag at the right hand side bottom of the slide that this excludes acid capacity.
So how much would be a total capacity including acid capacity?
Eight minutes. I think, madam, you give your detailed question to our investor relation. We will come back to you, you know, because this needs to take out more details existing. But let me tell you, the right now existing capacity of SAD is around 40,000 tons. Out of which we use some quantities in captive also. This is excluding unit 5.
So, sir, what would be our capacity utilization in the chemical business?
And that, for that, I think we, it is mentioned in our PPT, no? Am I right or wrong? We'll get back to you with all the details, madam. We have to go through the other things because, you know, there is a total control capacity of unit 1, unit 3 and unit 5. Bio-intermediate is separate, acid is separate. So, we have to give you the entire capacity slide and we will ask our IR to give you the details.
Okay, so sure. So, now moving on to the fertilizer segment, could you explain why on a standalone basis our volumes are down 9% year on year?
Okay, last year we did 73,000.
Yeah.
This 73 includes MOP also, sorry, SOP also?
And 66 also include?
SOP also, and NPKs also. Ma'am, this is mainly because of certain grade of fertilizer for which the raw material was not available. See, the last year figure of 73,244 tons, this includes our SOP business, this includes our NPK business, as well as our SSP business, and the similar way also in 21-22, 66-961 includes all three of these products. Let me tell you that as of now, regarding the NPKs and regarding the SOP, there is an issue into the availability of the raw material, which has just said before also, that there is an issue into the raw material availability of the DAP, MOP, urea. Because of this, there is a slowdown in, you know, into this NPK production. So the quantity dip is mainly because of that, but otherwise if you will see that the SSP volume has gone up. SSP volume last year, I think it is mainly because of the raw material availability of MOP, DAP and urea.
Right, sir. And so, sir, our current capacity utilization in fertilizers is around 60%?
It depends on site to site. If you talk about Kisan Phosphate, it's around 80%. If you talk about Madhya Bharat Phosphate, that only for unit 2 because unit 1 is not yet started, it's around 55-60%. And similar lines in Pushkar also is around 60-65% or so.
So, sir, we have enough capacity utilization to grow for the next 1 or 2 years. So, why are we going ahead with the expansion in fertilizer segment?
For which site? Because, see, Diwanganj we already have in our possession, and that asset is lying ideal. It is always advisable that to start that asset, we are not putting up any new plant. As far as the Kisan Phosphate is concerned, we are just doing a balancing addition into our plant and machinery so that this can be increased by 32%. We are not doing any major capex as far as the fertilizer capacity creation is concerned.
So, sir, by next year...
Yes, okay, ma'am. Sorry to intervene, ma'am. Request you to come, kindly come back in the queue for further questions.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ninad Sabnis from Sabnis Financial. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good result. I have two brief questions. So, while going to your financial statements, I noticed something. And if you could just help me understand, our volumes in fertilizer segment seem to have dropped on, say, on a standalone basis. So, what could be the reason behind this drop?
See, basically, if you will see that there is a drop of 8.6% in our standalone basis fertilizer business, and this has been mainly dropped in NPKs and SOPs. And which I answered in the last question also, that this drop is mainly because of the non-availability or the poor availability of its raw materials, you know, which were not freely available. Because the raw materials required for NPKs and SOP is, you know, DAP, urea and MOP. And because of the acute shortage, which is continuing for the last year in fertilizers, key nutrients, prime nutrients, is the drop into the volumes. But if you will see about the SSP business, there will be increase into the SSP.
Okay, got it. So on the CapEx front, how are our plans lined up for FY23 and say even going further in FY24? So we were thought of expanding the SSP division?
No.
Were there any CapEx plans on the chemicals?
Currently, company has completed the CapEx of around 165 to 170 crores out of the internal accrual, right? Now, we do not have any such major plans of any major CapEx, except few balancing equipment CapEx, which we are doing and which we have done also, like increasing capacity of Kisan Phosphate of SSP from 100,000 tons to 132,000 tons. That just required some of the balancing equipment investment which we did.
Okay.
As Diwanganj is concerned, that we are not doing any major CapEx, that unit is lying ideal with us because since we bought it through NCLT, so we got two units. Out of two units, we have already started one unit, and this unit two is lying ideal, which we are in the process to start this additional capacity line with us. And
that is encouraging to hear.
Yeah, so first of all, we are not doing any major CapEx, whether it is a fertilizer or it's a chemical. Our total focus as of now is on three major things. A, starting of the Diwanganj plant, which is capacity is lying ideal.
Right.
B, stabilizing and utilizing the total capacity of Unit 5, which is still yet to be done.
Okay.
Until and unless we make and feel these existing capacities fully stabilized, we will not be doing any major CapEx. We want to go on a consolidation phase for next few months and make the quality and other things properly stabilized. Start Diwanganj plant, utilizing 132,000 tons capacity of our Kisan Phosphate, utilizing utmost capacity of Unit 5. Then post it is completely stabilized, then we will talk about the new CapEx. Till that, nothing.
Really appreciate the in-depth answer, and it's worth noting that the focus is really good for the next few months to consolidate the operations. Just one last macro question. What is your any idea about the availability of SSP in India and the market size and the market share we can capture?
See, in fact, total production in India, as per the data available on the public domain, is around 49 lakh tons of the SSP is produced across India.
49 lakh tons, am I getting that right?
Yeah, 49 lakh. Of course, it's close to 50 lakh tons.
Yeah, we can order, of course. But and then, what
out of 50 lakh tons, our share is close to 4.5 to 5%. Till the last year, it was there. And the government is giving a great focus on the domestic fertilizer, as we have mentioned in our last earlier call.
Yeah, right.
That, three bags of SSP, one bag of urea is equivalent to one bag of DAP. And accordingly, the kind of production capacity has been achieved, the kind of sales has been achieved. We see that in future, at least SSP has got a good potential.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Really appreciate it. Thanks. That's all from us.
Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Mohata, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Hello.
Hi, Anshuman.
Hi. Congratulations, sir, on a very great set of numbers in this difficult times, in this high inflation times. Just wanted to know a couple of things that the plant, the new plant, the unit 5 which they're going to start, it is like आपने बताया था सल्फर केमिस्ट्री है बट एग्जैक्टली इसमें डाइज वगैरह भी अपने करने वाले हैं क्या डाइज एंड केमिकल जो अपने
देखिए सर इसमें एग्जिस्टिंगली तीन प्लांट हैं पहला है एसिड का प्लांट
ओके
क्योंकि 27 मार्च को चालू कर दिया।
हाँ
ठीक है सर। दूसरा एसिड प्लांट से कनेक्टेड है एक सल्फर केमिस्ट्री प्लांट, इसको चालू होने में 1.5 से 2 महीने का समय और जाएगा सर।
ओके ओके
ठीक है सर। एंड अनदर द थर्ड वन इज अवर डाई इंटरमीडिएट प्लांट।
अच्छा हाँ, जो विच वी वर नॉट एबल टू डू ट्रेडिंग विच वी वर यूजिंग कैप्टिवली।
No, this is altogether a new facility what we have created for the dye intermediate business and Sumanji. So if you put all together, there are total 3 different plants at unit 5, which we call as a unit 5, has got 3 different plants. Out of 3 plants, first plant of acid which we already started on 27th of March, another is sulfur chemistry plant which is connected to the acid plant because the further process of the acid is the sulfur chemistry. Right, that will take another 1.5 to 2 months more to get it streamlined into the production. And the third one is a dye intermediate plant, which is completely ready to start with. We have taken the trials also. We are only awaiting one explosive department permission, which is in an advanced stage of, we are expecting that, we should be receiving any moment, maybe today in the evening by mail, maybe tomorrow, or maybe it may take 10-15 days more also. We are vigorously following up with the department to obtain that permission. The day and the moment we get that permission, we should be starting commercial production of that dye intermediate plant also immediately. As far as the capex and commissioning is concerned, it is almost completed to the fullest of its extent.
Okay. Sir, आपने लास्ट टाइम जैसे बताया था कि वी विल टू रिज्यूम सम 500 to 600 करोड़ का टॉप लाइन विच वी ऑलमोस्ट अचीव दिस टाइम मोर देन 500 अराउंड 550
राइट।
यू हैड गाइडेड लास्ट टाइम दैट आफ्टर द यूनिट 5 वी वुड बी रीचिंग समवेयर अराउंड 750
पार्डन आफ्टर यूनिट 5 वी विल बी रीचिंग टू प्लीज कंप्लीट
750 to 850 आई जस्ट रिकलेक्ट समथिंग लाइक दैट।
Sir, we still maintain that thing. I am well aware that you have been connected with the company since 2015. You are the first early the investors into the company, and you have been witnessing that. We have been always talking very consistently and steadily, and by virtue of your good wishes and the blessings of the God, we have been achieving what we have been always saying and committing. Now, as far as the year 22-23 is concerned, 584 close to on control basis we have already achieved. Now, sir, I am quite hopeful that for 22-23, I think we should be easily able to do it around 800 to 900. And the reason for me to come on this figure is, this as follows. Let's say close to 600 we have already done, so though we have done specifically 584, but just for the sake of calculation I am talking, for the sake of calculation, let's take it as a 600 crores we have done on a consolidated basis, plus unit 5 is yet to come. Unit 5 business is not there because we started our acid plant just on 27th of March, so just in 3 days there is no sales generation of unit 5. Unit 5 on a yearly basis should give us around 225 to 250 crores of the business annually. Plus we are expecting Diwanganj to start. Plus we are expecting 32,000 tons increased capacity of Kisan Phosphorus also. If you put us all these together, I am quite sure that we should be able to get 800 to 900 crores of the revenue in this current financial year.
Sir, I think so, even more, because 600 we have done 250 from unit 5 and rest Diwanganj and this, we should cross 850.
Sir, do mangi aur ka phanda chalta rehta hai, let us see what we can and where we achieve. But my duty is to give you the most conservative numbers, though, at least from my side. Because if you remember that last time also we were always talking that in this financial year we will be doing close to 525 to 550 crores. Whereas company has achieved almost close to 600 crores. So let us try and let us keep our efforts in a similar direction so that we achieve your desired number.
Sir, and last question. when can we expect, sir, any new announcement for aapne keh diya ki bhai will not be doing, because aapne kaha tha at the right time I'll announce the new thought process going on.
Sir, I am of a completely thought process what you said, but as at this point of a time, sir, my total, that is also working, and we will definitely announce as the time comes. Until unless I get my approval from my board, I will not be commenting on this subject. But yes, there is something cooking into the pipeline, and for next few months, I'm not saying months. Actually, for the next few months, we are focusing on consolidation.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And once again, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of D.R. Varun from Stock Gems. Can we proceed?
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Varun.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congrats for the great set of numbers. Sir, I have a couple of questions. Sir, if we see that in the quarterly numbers, the sales are very good, but the margins are suffering. Its operating margins are just 10%. What can you guide for the next year, sir?
Sir, basically, there is quite a big pressure on the business, mainly because of steep increase into the energy cost. You need to believe it, sir. And company consumes, coal, if I talk about specifically, is in a range of around 3,000 tons a month. And coal has gone almost double. Rather, it had gone for more than double also. But right now, it is double than in comparative with the last 6-8 months pricing. So, sir, you can calculate yourself easily that if a company consumes 3,000 tons of coal, right now the pricing of coal is around more than 15,000 rupees a ton, which was earlier at 7,000 rupees a ton. So, what is the cost increment into that? I think if taking into that account also, company has still maintained 9% PAT levels on a consolidated basis. I believe it's a decent number company is able to maintain. And yes, it has got a potential of rather 9.51%, sorry. But I believe that the company has got potential of going at least 11.5% to 12% of the PAT level. But right now, the basic commodity pricing are very high. You know that very well, better than me, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, and my next question is that, sir, as the unit 5 commences on operation on all the 3 units, what are the demand of gas products and how are the energy costs going to affect in gas products also?
Can you repeat the question, Mr. Varun, please?
Sir, as the unit 5 goes on full stream, unit 5, what are the margins that we will get there?
Sir, you should consider the similar kind of a margin your company is achieving in the last 5 years.
And how is the demand of those products?
Sir, as far as the demand is concerned, we don't see any issues into that because, Varun bhai, since we are at the completion of, we have already completed the plant, now you are asking the question on the demand. This question you should have asked 2 years back when we conceived this project.
Yes, sir, demand,
but we have a confidence in our, this organization and into the market, until unless they believe it, we would not have spent such a large amount of money. So demand is definitely, is there, but the market is there, then only we have done it, sir.
Yes, sir.
We don't take any such kind of a big step without ascertaining the demand and other parameters.
Yes, sir. Sir, but in today's world, the environment is so changing that many
environment
problems come.
Which environment?
Especially the inflationary environment, no, sir, the changes.
Which environment?
Inflationary environment, price
rise. Varun ji, kya inflationary index chalte rehte hai yaar, ye sab kahani kisse mat kiya karo zara.
Theek hai sir. Sir, and my last question is that
yaar aap bhi yaar aise ye sab gareeba question mat pucha karo, inflationary environment demand hai kya, are yaar plant pura khada kar diya, achhi achhi baat karo, positive baat karo, sakaratmak baat karo, aap kaha inflation freezing mein gas gaye yaar.
सर, एक अर्लियर कॉन्फ्रेंस में आपने कहा था कि आगे भी हम केपेक्स सोच रहे हैं, पर इस वक्त आपने उसके बारे में थोड़ा उसको बैक बर्नर में डाल दिया लगता है कि उसके बारे आप थोड़ा गाइड कर सके तो
सर आप सर क्वेश्चन रिपीट कीजिए और नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड
सर आपने पिछली कुछ कॉन्फ्रेंस में कहा था
सॉरी सर सॉरी टू इंटरफियर सर वी विल हैव टू प्रोसीड टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन राइट नाउ I request you to please get back in the queue for further questions.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of S. A. Narayan from Capricorn. Can you proceed?
I must congratulate you and your team for excellent performance in FY22.
Thank you, Mr. Narayan.
I also admire your presentation that you have uploaded.
Thank you.
It makes it easy to understand.
Yes.
You've also become net cash company for a couple of years now.
That's right.
Right. Given all this, I have one observation. The company has earned EPS of rupees 18 for the year, while the dividend for the year is rupees 2.
Right.
Normally, Puneet, good companies have a fair dividend distribution policy, such as one third for expansion, one third for working capital they keep aside, and one third for as dividend for shareholders.
Mr. Narayan, very good question.
You have a similar dividend distribution policy, what I thought I must leave it to you.
Mr. Narayan, is your question completed? Can I answer?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very good question, Mr. Narayan, and I was expecting the similar kind of a question. What you say is correct, that company is having a good cash flow, company has got capacity and capability of converting its EBITDA into the cash, company has spent close to 170 crores out of internal accrual in spite of spending 170 crores. Still, company has got no lean investments of more than 50 crores or so on a standalone basis, on a consolidated basis of 70 crores. Then why only 2 rupees? The same question was there also to the board. The same question what you asked me, I also asked the same similar kind of a question to the board, Mr. Narayan. But thereafter, that was my personal wish. But after the due discussions into the board has approved 20% dividend. And the reasoning for this decision is that just before the two questions before, Mr. Anshuman Mehta asked me a question, asked a question on the call, that what is next. So there are few capexes lying down in the pipeline, Mr. Narayan, which we are not announcing at this point of a time. We are waiting for the right time and right approval for us to have it. And as I mentioned in my last phone call also, that company is already into a process of some inorganic acquisitions also, for which some BD is going on. And apart from that, we are also in a process of evaluating and announcing a grassroots new expansions also. So company would be requiring its funds for the new growth also. And whatever the company has earned and retained, out of that, some amount has been given for the dividend. But definitely, this is a suggestion. We will keep in your mind, and at least for our next board meeting, we'll be, I'll be fighting on behalf of you and other investors for getting it more.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Sajdev from Fertile Investments. Kindly proceed.
हेलो सर, लास्ट कॉन कॉल में आपने 1000 करोड़ रेवेन्यू का दिया था और उसमें कुछ एक्विजिशन के बारे में भी आपने बताया था. आर यू लुकिंग फॉर सम एक्विजिशंस आल्सो इन दिस एफर्ट?
इन द सेम लाइंस व्हाट वी हैड सेड इन द लास्ट कॉन कॉल. आई जस्ट रिप्लाइड इन द लास्ट क्वेश्चन दैट कंपनी इज इन अ प्रोसेस ऑफ सम एक्विजिशन आल्सो, व्हिच आई सेड द डीडी इज गोइंग ऑन, ड्यू डिलिजेंस is going on. I cannot talk much on that part at this point of time because we have signed the NDA also. But yes, we are working on the same similar lines what we had said in the last phone call.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for this opportunity.
Namaskar, thank you.
So firstly, for the chemical segment, which are the key user industries there, which we are catering to? If you could throw some more light on this.
Basically, if you talk about our particular chemical segment, like we manufacture dyestuffs for which we cater to mainly the textile industries as a user. And then we make acids also, which has got multiple and multi-purpose uses for the various kind of industries, in which we cater to all kind of industries, because sulfuric and acid is such kind of a product which is used by all the major industries. Then we are producing dye intermediates also, which is catering to all our competitors of dyes also.
In this selling side, do we have long-term contracts with the customers, or are these selling of the chemical is totally on the spot basis?
Sir, as far as the long-term contracts are concerned, they are, we don't have any such long-term contract where the price is locked. Right? There is always a clause in, as a variation, that if there is a price increase of more than X percentage, then you know, all this it depends on various terms and conditions. But for your knowledge, we do not have any such long-term contracts where the price is committed.
Okay, and the concentration of the customers, sir, for the chemical segment, your contributor is one of your customers, or it contributes what percentage of the sales?
मैं
कस्टमर कंसंट्रेशन की बात कर रहा हूँ कि जो आपका केमिकल परचेज कर रहे हैं उसमें हाईएस्ट कंट्रीब्यूशन फ्रॉम सिंगल कस्टमर क्या जाता है?
नहीं नहीं सर, ऐसा कोई सिंगल कस्टमर हाईएस्ट कस्टमर हमारे यहाँ पे नहीं है. Because you know, we got our customer book is more than 1,000 customers, including fertilizer business also. And we do not have any such customers, you know, which is the highest, or we are depending on that particular any kind of a customer.
No single client, sir. Okay.
And single client customer नहीं है जो कि 10% volume generate कर रहा हो या 15% volume generate कर रहा हो. We don't have any such.
Sir, in case of fertilizer, mainly sir, ये जो SOP रहते हैं आपके, which are the primary, किस crop में ये applicability ज़्यादा रहती है?
Soluble fertilizer है SOP, it is made soluble into the water and used as a sprinkler. Mainly इसके अंदर आप देखोगे तो tea है, coffee है, tobacco है, इन सब में जाता है.
Right, sir. And raw material का जो basket है fertilizer के लिए, उसके लिए sir हमारा क्या integration है, क्योंकि आपने इसे बताया.
Raw material तो सारे fertilizer के लिए majorly import ही होते हैं. Rock phosphate भी import है, DAP भी import है, MOP भी import है, urea तो है ही import.
सर इसमें तो आपके मैंने आपके कंट्रोल में नहीं, ये पूरा इंटरनेशनल मार्केट के ऊपर ये डिपेंडेंस पूरा.
अगर सरकार के कंट्रोल में नहीं है तो मेरे कंट्रोल में कहाँ से आ जाएगा?
जी जी सर, एकदम
सही. हिंदुस्तान का तो पूरा फर्टिलाइजर इम्पोर्ट के ऊपर चलता है.
जी सही, करेक्ट बात. ठीक है सर, थैंक यू फॉर द.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ सुमन, एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर. कैन यू प्रोसीड? Hello Suman, can you hear us?
Hello. Congrats sir on your good number.
Thank you sir.
And most of the questions have been answered by you. So yeah, I'm hoping for a good year ahead.
Suman sir, there is no questions, right? Thank you. Thank you. In the interest of time, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Makharia for closing comments.
Thank you everybody. With the growth opportunities we foresee across all our segments and completion of our projects, we believe we are ready for next level of growth and also well positioned to capitalize on this opportunity. Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all of your questions. In case you require any further details, you may please contact our investor relations Orient Capital team. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.